Chapter 15. The Beginner and the Good Friends. The Bodhisattvas who stand on the stage of beginners, who with resolute intention have set out for the supreme enlightenment of a Buddha. They, the discerning, should, as good pupils, intent on respect for their gurus, always tend their spiritual teachers, who are their good friends. For what reason? From that tending come the qualities of the learned. They, the good friends, are those who instruct in the perfection of wisdom. Thus preaches the Jina, the holder of all the best qualities. Dependent on the good friend are the Buddha Dharmas. How a Bodhisattva helps beings. Giving, morality, also patience and vigor. The concentrations and wisdom should be turned over into enlightenment. But one should not grab at enlightenment, having considered it as belonging to the skandhas. It is thus that it should be demonstrated to beginners. Coursing thus, the oceans of qualities, the moons of the doctrine, become the shelter of the world, its refuge and its place of rest. The means of salvation root, the intelligence, the islands, leaders who desire its welfare, the light, the torch, teachers of the foremost Dharma, imperturbable. An armor difficult to wear, the greatly determined put on. But they are not armed with the skandhas, elements, or sense fields. They are free from the notion of the three vehicles and have not taken hold of it. They are irreversible, immovable, and steadfast in their character. Being thus endowed with Dharma, unimpeded, freed from hesitations, perplexity, and consternation, intent on what is beneficial. Having heard the perfection of wisdom, they do not despair. They should be known as incapable of being led astray by others, as irreversible. Perfect wisdom and its conflict with the world. Deep is this Dharma of the leaders, hard to see, nor is it obtained by anyone, nor do they reach it. For that reason, when he has obtained enlightenment, the benevolent and compassionate becomes unconcerned. What body of beings will cognize this? For beings delight in a place to settle in, they are eager for sense objects, bent on grasping, unintelligent, and quite blinded. The Dharma should be attained as nothing to settle in and as nothing to grasp. Its conflict with the world is manifest. Chapter 16. On Suchness. The space element in the eastern direction and in the southern, and so in the western and northern directions, is boundless. Above and below, in the 10 directions, as far as it goes, there is no multiplicity and no difference is attained. Past suchness, future suchness, present suchness, the suchness of the arhats, the suchness of all dharmas, the suchness of the jinas. All that is the Dharma suchness, and no difference is attained. Wisdom and skill in means. If a bodhisattva wishes to reach this enlightenment of the Suggatas, free from differentiated dharmas, he should practice the perfection of wisdom, joined to skill and means. Without wisdom, there is not the attainment of the leaders of men. A bird with a frame 150 miles large would have little strength if its wings were lost or feeble. If it should jump down to Jambudvipa, from the abodes of the gods of the 33, it would travel to its destruction. Even if he would procure these five perfections of the jinas for many niyutas of kotis of aeons, and would all the time tend the world with an infinite abundance of vows, if he is without skill and means, deficient in wisdom, he falls into discipleship. Desirable attitude to other beings. If he wishes to go forth into this Buddha cognition, he should have an even mind towards the whole world, the notion of father and mother toward all beings. He should exert himself with a thought of benevolence and a friendly mind. Amenable and straight, he should be soft in his speech. Chapter 17. The Theme. The elder Subhuti questions the savior of the world. Teach the characteristics of those who are secluded in peace, of the oceans of qualities, how they became irreversible and of great might. Declare, O Jina, their qualities merely by way of outline. Qualities of irreversible bodhisattvas. They are free from the perception of multiplicity. They speak suitably. They do not take refuge with outside shramanas or brahmanas. The wise have avoided for all time the three places of woe, and they are practiced in the 10 wholesome paths of action. Free from self-interest, they instruct the world in Dharma. They take delight in the Dharma. They always speak gently. Standing, walking, lying down, sitting, they are fully conscious of what they are doing. They walk along, looking ahead only one yoke, their thoughts not wandering about. They wear garments clean and unsoiled. They become pure through the threefold detachment. Majestic men, they want no gain, but always Dharma. They have passed beyond Mara's realms. Others cannot lead them astray. They meditate in the four trances, but they do not use those trances as a support for a better rebirth. They do not want fame. Their hearts are not overcome by anger. As householders, they remain constantly unattached to their entire property. They do not seek to earn their livelihood in the wrong way, through bewitchment spells or the spells which are the work of women. Nor do they earn a living by telling plausible lies to men and women. Practiced in the quite detached wisdom, the best of perfections, free from quarrels and disputes, their thoughts firmly friendly. They want to see the all-knowing, their thoughts always inclined towards the religion. They have avoided the barbarous populations of outlying districts, of the border regions. They are free from doubts about their own stage, always fashioned like Meru. For the sake of Dharma, they renounce their very life intent on their practice. These should be wisely known as the characteristics of the irreversible. Chapter 18. Deep stations. Deep are form, feeling, and will, consciousness and perception. Signless in their essential original nature and calm. Like one who tries to reach the bottom of the ocean with a stalk, so when the skandhas have been considered with wisdom, one does not get to the bottom of them. When a bodhisattva thus understands that these dharmas, in the deep vehicle, are in the ultimate sense stainless, wherein there is neither skanda, nor sense field, nor element, how can there be to him the attainment of his own merit anywhere? The simile of the woman. As a man preoccupied with matters of greed had made a date with a woman, and would, not having met her, indulge in many thoughts, as many preoccupations as he would have in his mind during a day. For so many aeons does a bodhisattva strive to reach his goal. Considerations of merit. If a bodhisattva would, for many thousands of kotis of aeons, give spotless gifts, and would equally guard his morality, and if another one were to preach the Dharma associated with wisdom, the foremost perfection, the merit from giving and morality would, by comparison, be infinitesimal. When a bodhisattva, having meditated on the foremost wisdom, emerged therefrom, from that meditation, preaches the stainless Dharma, and turns over also the merit from that to the enlightenment linked to the wheel of the world. There is nothing that is lovely in the triple world that could become equal to him, and just that merit is declared to be just worthless, and likewise empty, insignificant, void and unsubstantial. Thus coursing, he courses in the wisdom of the Suggatas. Coursing thus, he acquires immeasurable merit. No growth or diminution. As mere talk, he cognizes all these dharmas, which the Buddha has demonstrated, practiced, and revealed. Though he may teach for many niyutas of kotis of aeons, yet the Dharma element does not get exhausted, nor does it increase. And as to these five perfections of the jhanas, these dharmas also have been proclaimed as mere words. The bodhisattva who turns over, without putting his mind to it, does not fail, but he experiences the supreme Buddha enlightenment.